It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Mindsize. If you're looking for WooCommerce support, check out their monthly plans at mindsize.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, State of the Word 2021 happened this week. Yesterday, in fact. If you would like to hear the complete audio or read through the transcript from the live event, check out the link over on the WP Minute. There is even a mega thread of our favorite clips over on Twitter, links in the description. GoDaddy covered the event as well, including their own timestamps for the video stream. I have three takeaways from the event that I think are important. Number one, WordPress still wants more volunteers and contributors.
If you were thinking about how to contribute, I would love for y'all to get involved.
Number two, Gutenberg is bigger than WordPress.
Gutenberg is something even bigger than WordPress, which is basically saying, how do we edit and create the web? And can we get as many people, both proprietary and open source, collaborating that as possible?
Number three, the acquisition train is fueled by the influx of the larger tech economy.
Just the first 9 months of 2021 alone. And if you were to broaden it to the global M&A landscape, not just technology, we've seen over 45,000 different acquisitions.
Speaking of acquisitions, you may want some insight on how to approach selling your company. Check out Freemius's Game Changers, where videos of some of the largest acquisitions in the WordPress space have occurred. The first interview in the series from December 8th is with Syed Balki from Awesome Motive. WP Minute contributor Kim Coleman, co-founder of Paid Memberships Pro, received 27 likes on her Twitter question on the Freemius account when they announced it. Is this the total list, or are there any women in your series? Kim asked on Twitter. I asked Vova for a comment leading into the inclusion of this article in today's episode, and I quote from Vova, "We are not happy about it either and take full responsibility for this mistake. We're going to rectify it. We already have Marique from Yoast to join and are waiting to hear from additional female founders." The growth of WordPress.
But we went from 39.1 to 43.1 in the past year. And this is a list of the other top five. So the number two right now is Shopify, which went from 3.1 to 4.4. Wix is number three, which went from 1.5 to 1.9%. Squarespace went from 1.4 to 1.8%. And the only other open source project that's still in the top five is Joomla, which actually shrunk from 2.2% to 1.8%.
Is Elementor the hero we ask for? Joost de Valk published his sixth iteration of his CMS market share analysis on his blog and found that the W3 text tracked Elementor. It appears that much of the new growth for WordPress as a CMS is tied to Elementor since they are dependent on each other. And I quote from the article, "Elementor's sites cannot exist without WordPress, so they are tied to each other. But I think the conclusion is fair that all of those new sites being built with WordPress, a very large portion of them, is being built with Elementor." Events, WordCamp US 2022, will be held in San Diego this September.
And so my one more thing for this presentation is that we've actually locked in the city for WordCamp US 2022. And God willing, we'll be in San Diego, California.
No dates have been announced, but you can sign up to be an organizer now. From our contributors and producers, WP Minute e-commerce correspondent Dave Rodenbaugh published his latest e-commerce minute discussing the issues with the supply chain. If you're waiting for products this week and want to understand the crisis better, go check out that episode. Can you still make a living building WordPress sites? This tweet from Jack Forge got some traction on Twitter, and many people responded about how WordPress is great for enabling people to make a decent living. Some fantastic stories in that thread. Eric Karkovac does a recap of 2021 on Specky Boy. He covers the foundational shifts that we have seen in WordPress. These shifts include the changes to WordPress 5.9, acquisitions, and how all of this will lead to something bigger in the new year. With full site editing coming late in January 22, you may want to experiment with Dave Guire's first release of theme.json theme generator. If you're interested, you can sign up over on themegen.app. There was a lot covered in the State of the Word, and security was discussed as usual.
In our security reporting system, 71% of the reports ended up being closed as not applicable, and about 5.6 for duplicates. So this means that someone had reported them already. Security is a process. Anyone who says they are perfectly secure is tempting fate.
If you're interested in monitoring all of your WordPress sites for security vulnerabilities found in plugins, themes, and WordPress core, there's a new security product that you can check out over on Product Hunt. If you are a community member who publishes course content and may have missed this, you can now publish on WP Dev Academy. If you would like to know when this platform is available from Alex Standiford, you can sign up over on WP Dev Academy. Finally, not WordPress related, but still notable, Apple launched a redesigned open source website, if you can believe it. You can explore some of the projects built on open source. It's pretty interesting stuff. As always, thanks to all of the members who shared these links today. Jeff Chandler, Birgit Pauli Hack, Eric Karkovac, Dave Rodenbaugh, and Daniel Schutzmith. We'd like to welcome new members to the WP Minute Discord group, Scott Murcott and Andreas Armada, or Dre Armada, this week to the WP Minute. They have already contributed to the news this week. Thank you very much. If you want to become a member just like the folks I just mentioned and contribute to the weekly WordPress news, you can buy me a coffee to support the show or join as a member for $79 for the year. Get access to the private Discord server. Become part of our merry band of WordPress newsies. Get involved in the weekly WordPress news. And that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was. And jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.
What have we done that's made us successful so far? And what do we need to pay even more attention to in the future as more and more companies become commercially successful, as amazing businesses are built on top of the WordPress ecosystem, as web hosts get millions and millions of sites, customers paying, millions of people paying hundreds of dollars per year running WordPress as their CMS. So what Five for the Future is, it says that basically the idea is whatever you get from WordPress, 5% of that and try to put it back into the commons. Are you familiar with the concept of the tragedy of the commons? It's in an old economics paper from actually forever ago. So the example they used was sheep. And the idea was if there were a lot of different shepherds, I guess, with sheep, and there was kind of a commonly owned area of grass in the countryside, it didn't really belong to anyone. If all of the shepherds had their sheep eat as much of the grass as possible, or as much as the sheep wanted, the grass would die. And this thing which belonged to the community, the commons, would deplete because of essentially overutilization by actors acting in their own self-interest, short-term, but against the self-interest in the long-term. In the digital world, at least, I think it's possible to have an abundance of the commons. So the more people that use a program like WordPress, the better it gets in so many ways. More bugs get reported, more translations happening, more plugins get developed, more themes get developed. And so the more people that use WordPress, WordPress doesn't get any worse for any of you. In fact, the more people that use it, the better it gets. But part of that is some percentage of the people who essentially directly benefit from WordPress, putting something back into the commons, fertilizing the soil, planting some more grass, however you want to think about it. WordPress cannot be written by one person or even one company. The quality, the robustness, everything of the software is a result of everyone who's contributed to it. Not just in the most recent releases, which we highlighted some of those, but all the way going back to even the predecessor to WordPress, B2. Every line of code there represents a little bit of someone putting a penny in that take a penny, put a penny jar. Some estimates put it at over $10 billion per year. So how do we get to that 5% of things being put back into the core? The beautiful thing about Five for the Future is it can be unique. If you're an individual, that 5% put back into the core of a 40-hour work week is 2 hours a week. So 2 hours out of the 168 that you have in a week, put back into something with core, and we'll talk about some ways you can get involved and contribute, not only makes you part of defining the future of the web and the future of the open web for humanity, but gets you contributing back to this thing that if you hope WordPress is still relevant, if I'm here with much grayer hair 10 or 20 years from now, given the state of the word, hopefully a suit still, it's because we all put something back into it and we all work together beyond any individual or any single company coming together to create this thing we call WordPress.